freedoms to overhaul the bank. He's going to address us tonight concerning putting sweeping controls on the entire economic system to prepare the way to transfer the economic system to a new global government. All of this, friends, while killing American sovereignty, the agenda is clearly to switch over from a people ruling themselves under God to a people who will be compelled to submit to a new godless global government. Discernment. Patterns, principles, and purposes. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Eat some spiritual meat that you can discern the difference between good and evil.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Chapman from the, who publishes the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good.
Well, it's good to have
good
you
back. Good to be back again.
Right. Well, we had Bob on this afternoon, but there were some people, a lot of people there at the very end who wanted to get a chance to talk to Bob. So if you're one of them or you want to talk to Bob and get information of what's really going on behind the scenes, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because Bob is one of the few people who's been at this longer than I have. I've been at it 47 years, and he's been at it up to about 50 years, got started a lot earlier than I did. Of course, he's a lot younger than I am, too, but he has a tremendous grasp of the fact that there really is a small group of people who hate America, who are dedicated to this idea of world government. And they've really hold the reins of power in our nation, and they set out to destroy the infrastructure, financial infrastructure of our country, that are doing a pretty good job of it. They know what they're doing. They're not trying to correct the problem. They've got all sorts of government agencies supposedly trying to keep people in their homes. They're not trying to do that. Basically, with all the money that they put up, billions of $75 billion, they've better to renegotiate about 12% of the loans at the most, and probably a lot of those will go into default. 300,000 people are losing their homes every month, and we're supposed to believe that government is really trying to keep people in their homes. And, of course, just the opposite is the case. And we fund General Motors so that they can open their new plants to create new jobs and Communist China. They did that just a couple of weeks. We turned Chrysler over to an Italian company to create new jobs in Mexico and in Italy, but no new jobs in the United States. But we can't let the American people know what's really going on, can we, Bob?
We certainly can't. And it just goes to show you there is a force that controls government, and that force does what it wants to do. And a good example of the decimation of the entire, almost the entire manufacturing base of the United States has been moved out of the country since 1980. And it just gets worse every day. Now, one of the things that I suspect is probably good is the move against China. And their production of tires in the United and sent to the United States as exports. And I think that this could be the beginning of a real knockdown, drag-out fight with the Chinese, which would include the extension of tariffs by both countries and many other countries following, and finally bringing this exodus of U.S. industry to the remainder of the world to a halt. And, of course, that's what we need. It's been a long, long time since we've had the addition of jobs in manufacturing in America. We probably lost something on the order of about 6 million jobs.
And these are good manufacturing jobs. We've simply
right,
shipped
over $30
other
an hour.
Right.
And, you know, some of these free tradists and capitalists that I read, you know, they're saying, well, the only thing to do is to bring down American wages to the level of the third world.
Hold that thought, Bob. Well, I guess it's Bob Chapman. He was just saying that, of course, they intend to bring down the wages of the average American worker, and they're already in decline, and we're seeing just the first beginning of the symptoms of lowering the living standards of the average American, because that's exactly what they want to do. Go ahead, Bob.
The impact upon the U.S. economy has been devastating. And our machine tool industry is almost gone. And when it's gone, we would have to, if we wanted to resurrect manufacturing in America, import people who knew how to manufacture machine tools to teach others. Because the people who are in America, most of them are retired and dying and that sort of thing. And so I believe that what the U.S. has done is going to end up being a good thing. And the reason it's a good thing is that it's going to make the American people wake up. It's going to bring about legislation. It's going to stop the international leaders from exporting everything away from our country. In other words, the manufacturing thereof. And it'll take a while. But other countries are going to fall in place, and they have been in the last 2 years. That you just don't hear much about it except in the international forecast because nobody else wants to talk about it. I mean, everybody that writes newsletters, almost everybody that I've talked to or hear about or read is not for tariffs, and it's the only thing that can stop what's going on. And I know all about Smoot-Hartley and what happened in the 1930s. Look, we get the biggest market in the world, and the people want to do business with us, and they'll pay the price, like they always have. We've used tariffs since 1800. We tried British mercantilism from 1790 to 1800, and it was a disaster. And so that's what we got to go back to, because we can't compete on a labor basis with the third world. And, of course, they procreate much faster than we do. Usually have 3.5 or 4 children per family, and in America we have 1.8, and in Europe we got 1 to 1.1. And so major changes are taking place, and we can't let these people destroy our country, which they've almost totally done.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Bob, and I think it's, but, you know, the interesting thing is that China is the biggest purchaser, and has been at least in the past, of our bonds, whether treasury bonds or agency bonds, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you'd like to talk to Bob, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Bob is advocating the return to tariffs. Now, the fact that the Obama administration has recently put barriers on the import of Chinese items, in other words, effectively put a tariff on Chinese items coming into our country, means that China will begin to put tariffs on our products going into their country. And what, of course, Bob believes, and I believe as well, is we need tariffs to actually, to protect American industry. There is no way, logically, that we can, our laborers can compete here in America with a decent living standard of, you need $20-$30 an hour to get that. But we can't compete with China, which can provide people who work for $1 or $2 a day and are happy to do it. It's just totally illogical. And our leaders know it is illogical. And what their real plan is to lower, or I usually like to say, to raise the living standards of the American workers to that of the Chinese peasant working in a slave shop over there. They really, of course, are trying to destroy the infrastructure of this country. When you understand that, everything makes sense. How can we verify it? Why, we simply ask you to read the Earth Charter written by the nephew of the richest man and richest family in this country. That's Stephen Rockefeller. David Rockefeller's nephew wrote the Earth Charter along with a couple of other people deeply involved in the occult. And if you read the Earth Charter, it's available on the Internet. Or if you get anything from my ministry, well, I would be glad to send you a free copy of it. The Earth Charter, point 10.8, points to equitable distribution of wealth within nations and equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's what it's really all about. That's the master plan. How do you have equitable distribution of wealth between the United States and China? Why, you ship our factories and our jobs and our wealth to China, and you lower the living standards here, and you raise the living standards there. That's what it's all about. They've written a Mein Kampf. The only trouble is that most people have never read it. Well, Bob thinks that it's a great idea that we're beginning to raise tariff barriers, and I agree with him. We have to do something to protect American laborers. I mean, I wish we didn't have to, but realistically, we either do that or we raise our living standards to that of the Chinese or Mexican peasant. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, this is where it's all headed, and you know, I wrote a piece in 1967 on this, and of course nobody was listening as usual. And but I had it pegged then, and I knew that the evolutionary process would take place, and it did. And I just wish I could convince more people, but in the end they'll find out the hard way, and the hard way is by entering into a depression. And they will, you know, continue to go into that until they recognize ways to extricate themselves.
Well, I think it's,
you know, it's, you know, all the industries are going downhill. You know, the use of planes for flying has dropped tremendously, and yet their fares, a regular $450 fare, is now $650 or $700. It's crazy.
Well, it actually is, and actually the airline industry is going to, it's estimated they're going to lose $9 billion this year. $9 billion. Well, I mean, you can't, get ahead by simply going behind every year, and yet the depression that we're in, and it is a depression, contrary to everything the media is telling you, is not going to end this year or next year or the year after this. It's going to go on for a long period of time. And contrary to everything you're getting from the media, why, the really smart people know what's happening. Warren Buffett is selling stocks and buying bonds. The people who are the CEOs of the major corporations are selling their stock. Something like 30 to 35 shares are sold for every share that's bought. We know certainly that the big boys like PIMCO and John Paulson, hedge funds, massive hedge funds that made billions of dollars last year, they're going ahead and they're planning on a W recession. In other words, basically a V recession. You go down, you come back. A W means you go down, you come back, and then you go down again. And you go down and down and down. And eventually, of course, we'll recover from it 10, 20 years from now. But the only question is not whether we recover, but what sort of America will it be when we recover? Will it be a fascist America where the government controls every one of the industries, like they're controlling, of course, General Motors today? And believe me, if they didn't want General Motors opening new plants in China, we own 60% of the company. Barack Obama controls 60% of General Motors. So why are we letting them open new plants in communist China? Nobody wants to ask the question. Well, let's go to John, who's calling from Indiana. Hi, John. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I was trying to figure out what some of these letters mean, an article he had written about one of them was TARP funds, T-A-R-P. What does that stand for?
To be honest with you, I forget. But
well, it's Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP. Troubled Asset Relief
Program. It's and it's my fifth program.
Okay.
But anyway, it's where the Federal Reserve, through governmental sponsorship by Congress, allowed the Fed to assist companies and the Treasury as well. And almost all the money has gone to banking and Wall Street and insurance.
I had another one that was puzzling me is TALF. From TALF.
Troubled Asset
Loan Program. Basically,
Loan Facility. Right, that's the Troubled Asset Loan Facility. And it's just another TARP. And the wrinkle there is that the corporation that gets involved in it has to pay a certain percentage back to the government, and now nobody really wants to use it. The major transnational corporations, what they want to do is get socialism. They want to get on the welfare rolls from the government, and that's exactly what they've done. The banks, the broker firms, the insurance companies, and others, they're on government payroll, essentially. And who knows if they're ever going to pay back the money, if ever. And, of course, in the case of the banks, their books are so bad that they got a hold of money and they can't lend it. So bank lending has not increased. It's decreased. And with the figures for the first two quarters, I would say an average of about 2.8%, 2.25% less lending than had taken place twice the year before, and the year before wasn't very good either. And so the great deal of the money that has been given out is not being used. One of the things I learned in talking to some medium-sized bankers is that the government has given them TARP funds, forced them upon them, and now want them to buy some of these terribly scarred banks. And they're refusing. And that's why so many of them are going under, because they really wanted them to get absorbed without the public knowing. And the banks that are not in serious trouble, which is about half of them, they don't want to know about that. They don't want to get involved. And so the government's got a real problem.
And I have one more for you, and that is FASB.
FASB.
Uh-huh.
That is the financial, it's an international group.
Anxious to see if the FASB sticks to its guns and demands market accounting.
Well, what they want, and this is supposed to happen again, and they rescinded their order previously under political pressure, they want the corporations, all of them, to mark their assets, including securities, to the market. They are now marking them to model, and there are some assets that are hard to get a handle on, so to speak, because they don't trade, or trade very seldom. And so what they want them to do is not guess at what the real value of a security is. They want a finite answer. And this is why most of the earnings from most of the corporations and most of the banks and brokerage houses are bogus, because they can put anything they want on a value of a security if it's not treated frequently, or a piece of property, or whatever. Financial Standards Accounting, Financial Accounting Standards It's an international organization, and they're the ones who come up with these rules. It's just like the Bank for International Settlements. They come up for rules for collateralization. In other words, they don't want you to lend more than 8, 9, or 10 times your deposits as a bank. Well, the banks were lending up to 70. They figure right now it's 45. I mean, the banking system is still bankrupt. And as Joe Stiglitz said yesterday, it's not any better now. In fact, it's worse than it was a year ago. And he's a Nobel laureate and former economist, chief economist for the World Bank.
Oh, did that answer your question there, John?
All right, thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you. Let's go to George, who's calling from Toronto. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And they throw all these terms out. TARP, that's the Troubled Asset Relief Program. They were supposed to buy up all these faulty assets, the TLAF program. They were supposed to do it too, and they're not working because, of course, they don't want them to work. They don't want a solution.
That's for sure.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, Dr.
I'm doing
Dan?
Great. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and give us a call if you have a question or comment. We'd love to hear from you. But I think it's vitally important that you listen to Bob. He's been at it for a long time, and right now we are on the edge of something very large. If you read the International Forecaster, which I do regularly, Bob has been pointing out that certainly the Germans have a lot of money. German Central Bank had a lot of money deposited with here in the United States, and for some reason or other, why they've asked for their money back because they want to have their gold, and why we won't give them their gold. The people in Dubai and in Hong Kong have a lot of money invested in gold, large gold holdings in London, in the city there, and the great vaults that they have under the city of London, and they won't give them their gold. And Bob has raised the question, maybe these people really don't have the gold. Maybe they've been certainly dumping the gold to keep the price down, and the day of reckoning is coming, and coming very soon. You go ahead.
Well, I don't know whether the day of reckoning is coming very soon, but I do know that the Germans couldn't get their gold back from the United States, that Dubai has not gotten their gold back from London, and that Hong Kong is talking about getting it back at the end of the year. What's going on? Well, what's going on is the gold has either been leased, which means it's been sold, in essence, or it's about right sold. And this is showing up in the bullion market in London, and has for the past 3 months, because the gold suppresses the people who are at this, the U.S., the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury and others. They continue to try to suppress gold prices, and they can't do it anymore with bullion, because I don't think they have any. I think they're all out, except France. I think Germany's got some, but they certainly won't part with it. Italy, which is in deplorable state, has some gold. And there are other countries with much lesser amounts, and they're not going to part with it. The game is over. Gold's going substantially higher.
All right, fine. Let's go to Tom, who's calling us from Live Oak. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I have a question about AIG insurance. What should I do?
All right. Well, what's the problem? Do you have insurance with one of AIG subsidiaries?
AIG life insurance. I was wondering if Bob thinks I should get rid of it, or...
Well, any company that is a stock company that has insurance as for a sale point, what they have to do is invest their money in the stock market. And if the stock market goes down, the cash value of a life insurance policy or an annuity are going to go down as well. And so I've been telling people to cash them in, and if you must have insurance, supplant it with level term and take the money out that you have accumulated and put it in the gold and silver related assets.
You have a term policy with them, Tom, or a regular life or universal life? What sort of
Regular life. I've been with them about a year.
Okay.
Well, you don't have any cash value to speak of. I just cancel a policy and get a level term policy. How old are you?
50.
How old are your children?
Don't have any kids.
You don't need the insurance.
Well, what for my wife?
Well, you know, all you need is enough money to bury one another.
That sounds good to me.
Well, of course, now most wives aren't going to be in a position to work after, God forbid, something should happen to Tom. Wouldn't a term life help her?
Sure it would, but at his age, the premiums are much higher than they are in the 20s and 30s.
Sure.
So I don't know how propitious it would be to take that kind of a policy down. And I don't see the need for it. I mean, figure out what it costs to, you know, bury you and get that in gold coins or in gold shares or whatever you want. And when it's time, you do that. And, you know, at your age, as long as you're healthy, I wouldn't worry about dying until I was my 70s or 80s.
Okay. I hope that answers your question, Tom.
That helped quite a bit, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And in just a moment, we're going to go to Mike, who's calling from someplace. But anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll get to Mike in just a moment. Our guest, Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. Fascinating information you're not going to get elsewhere. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Mike calling. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. I'm calling from Brewster, Washington.
Sure, okay. Well, good to have you with us. How far is that in the southern or northern part?
It's north-central Washington, about 60 miles north of Wenatchee on the Columbia River.
Okay, very good. Well, do you have a question for our guest or comment?
Well, I have a comment and perhaps a question, too, after the comment. I just wanted to share with you and Mr. Chapman and the audience tonight that I was witness to some of the early planning stages of this of the eradication of the manufacturing here in the United States. I worked for a planning agency, planning department in one of the local governments in the early 70s. In fact, a couple of them up through the mid 70s. And they had each local government, counties, cities, and the state had to deal with this super planning agency called a Council of Governments. And this was basically a clearinghouse for federal funds to be funneled to the local governments on a per capita basis. And in order for these agencies, these governments, to receive the funds, when they developed and updated their comprehensive plans, that is the orderly development of a city, county, or whatever, it was called a comprehensive plan, it had to conform to what the wishes of the super planning agency wanted, which was basically federal. And one of the things that was I was witness to was that manufacturing, medium and heavy manufacturing, was to be phased out and phasing more goods and services. I don't know if both of you recall, in the mid-70s, the steel companies started to fold up.
Mm-hmm.
Together with some of the auto manufacturing started to downsize, et cetera. But I think this goes back, as far as the serious planning for this, goes back to probably the 50s and the 60s, and I've watched this progress to where we are right now.
You're absolutely right, Mike. It is a part of a long-range plan to destroy the infrastructure of this nation and to transfer our wealth and jobs and manufacturing overseas. And the average American has never been let in to understand that there are people in positions of power and great wealth who hate America, who hate everything this country stands for, and they control the reins of power. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman. We've got Mike on the line. And Mike, you hang on there for a minute, because before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get a copy of the International Forecaster. And I would tell our listeners, I look forward to the International Forecaster coming twice a week. When it doesn't come, why, I'm on the email with Bob to find out why I don't have it. And he does a magnificent job of explaining what's really going on and suddenly telling people what they're going to need to survive. And I will tell you, there are a lot of people who aren't sleeping nights today. Our society is governed by two factors. One is greed and the other is fear. And when that fear sets in, you can't sleep at nights. Well, I sleep at nights because I've taken Bob's advice. Bob, why don't you tell people how they can get your newsletter?
Well, the newsletter, the International Forecaster, is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy for those who are on the, not on the Internet, and that goes out twice a month. Now, you can get a free copy by going to one of three places. You can go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can email us at bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Okay, fine. With us now on the line is Mike, and he lives up in Washington. He was working with planning departments back in the mid-1970s, and he saw at that time there was an organized plan to transfer America's manufacturing overseas. Ladies and gentlemen, this did not happen by accident. It's long-range plans by the globalists who hate America, who want to suddenly raise living standards throughout the world and lowering living standards here. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know that they control both political parties, the media, the banks, many of the major corporations, and of course, they control America's foreign policy. Mike, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, Dr. Stan, if I have one question, if I may, please. One quick question for Mr. Chapman.
You go right ahead.
Yes, Bob, I appreciate your information. I listen to you fervently every time you come on with Stan. My computer has been out for a couple of weeks, and the last I heard that you had mentioned something about banks, the banks, et cetera, here a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't been able to get online here for a couple of weeks now. I was wondering what if you might offer some of the latest information about the banks, et cetera.
In the next issue that's coming up, which is tomorrow, I have a new government source for a reading of banks, and that'll be helpful. But, we're going to lose between 3,200 and 4,200 of 8,400 banks, probably about half of them. And, we really don't have any insurance. Even if the FDIC get $500 billion from the federal government, in order to insure the deposits under $250,000, they would need $700 billion to cover 1%. And so there really is no insurance. And so you got to be very careful. I tell people, get your money out of the bank except what you need for current expenses. That would be probably 3 months, for a business, 6 months. And you don't want to have any CDs because we don't know whether they're going to continue to insure these accounts for that amount of money indefinitely. And if 3,200 banks went under the cost to the government would be something in the vicinity of $23 trillion. And so I don't think that's going to be done. So you've got to get your money out. It's just like the cash value life insurance policies, the annuities, and put it in gold and silver-related assets. And it's the only place that you're safe. No place else. And to me, it's as simple as that.
And the thing is that the dollar is going to be destroyed. How far it's going to go down, we don't know. But anybody who's in dollar-denominated assets, whether it be CDs, whether it be in life insurance policies, pensions, annuities, these are all going to go down as the value of the dollar falls. You've got to do something to try to preserve the wealth you accumulated. Don't plan on getting wealthy. Just plan on surviving. Anything else, Mike?
That's it, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you so much, and please get those people up there listening.
You betcha.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Frank calling from Salinas. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Frank. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you. I'm trying to figure this out. Back in the 20s, early 20s after World War One, stocks and real estate and everything kept going up in dollar value until 1930. So they probably went up 500% over that time. My father bought a farm in 1922 or something like that for like $350 an acre. And then in 1932, after everything went down, that farm was only worth about $30 an acre. And so now, isn't that the kind of definition of just depression, is that the value of everything that has value all of a sudden loses its value, and therefore the dollar has what you could buy in 1930 was much, much more than what you could buy for that dollar 2 years or 3 years before?
Well, I think that people who did have assets or didn't lose assets and had cash and gold were in a great position, especially gold, because gold doubled in value.
Uh-huh.
And so that, it was good for those who held it. Only 25% of the gold that was held in the United States was ever turned into the government. And so I think that buying power today is much less than what it was then because of the inflation that we've had. You got to remember, there was inflation in the 1920s, but it was not the kind of inflation that we've had since the 1970s. So we're going to have very, very bad inflation here over the next 2 years, and that is what the G20 people are really concerned about, and they're trying to slow down the incidence of money and credit into the economy, but they can't do it. If they stop it, deflation is going to take over and devour them. So they just don't have any choice.
So they have a choice only between letting what happened in the 30s go into a deep depression, or else keep on throwing money into the everything and cause runaway inflation.
That's right. That is what they will do. They will continue to create money and credit. They cannot stop. And as they go, it'll get worse and worse, and finally it'll catch up with them. So there's no avoiding it, and they know that. That's why they're preparing for martial law, all these databases on people, biologically, governmentally created diseases such as the swine flu. I mean, all of this is deliberate. I mean, this is part of their process of taking over, because what they've done is out of control. They can't control it. And so there's no way out for these people. And make matters worse, this is in 1348, the last time that we saw something as bad as this. And today we have computers and we have all kinds of things, and we know who's doing what to us. and they're not going to get away with it this time.
Well, now, why don't you explain that remark about 1348, because most people don't know what happened at that time.
Well, first of all, it was the year of the plague, wiped out half the people in the world. And second of all, it was the collapse of what was called the Lombard system, the Venetian banking empire, which had been stolen from the Crusaders 250 years or so before, was racked asunder. And the people who were in Venice at the time were exiled. And the only two places that would take these exiles were Holland, the Netherlands, and Wales, which is part of the United Kingdom today. And that's where they were banished to. And they then, over a 150-year period, wormed their way back into the royalty through marriage, and they now control the royal houses of Europe, excuse me, of England and Holland. And they're related to each other as well.
And they're all in banking. This is what you have to understand. Because, you know, it's just like when Willie Sutton was asked why he robbed banks. He says that's where the money is. That's why these other criminal element and the royalty are all involved in banking. Anything else, Frank?
So then bonds and CDs are the worst place to be.
The only place to be is gold. And it's either coins or shares or both. And we're entering a period now where shares are going to be more attractive than they have ever been before, because we're going into stage two of the bull market. We've just spent 9 years in the first stage. It could last another 5 or 10 years. I mean, who knows? It all depends on how long it takes for this this situation to come down. And it will come down, but it could take that long. And as we go along, gold will go higher and higher until deflation sets in, and then it will hold its value because it'll be the only real money, the only real asset, as it has been for the last 6,000 years. And so it's a place to be. If you need help, if you need to know what to do, that's what the international forecast is all about. I've been doing this 50 years. We make recommendations. We help everybody. And there's no cost for it. All you have to do is subscribe.
Okay, Frank. Anything else?
The situation of the worldwide inflation is pretty much a worldwide thing, isn't it?
It is. It varies from country to country. And the problems that we have with the increasing amounts of money and credit are pretty well universal. The lack of income, the deficits, which lead to the onerous debt, is almost universal in all countries. And, you know, we have a lot of subscribers throughout the world, and they said, oh, we're so glad that you're talking about that, because now we know who's doing this to us, and we're going to spread the word, because when the time comes, we're going to make sure that these people don't do it again.
Thank you so much for explaining this to me.
All right, fine. And just get into a very defensive position. What you want to do is preserve your wealth. Not make a fortune, just preserve what you have, because most people are going to lose what their wealth. Okay, God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob Chapman, and of course Bob has said that we're going to lose between 3,200 and 4,200 of our banks. I think the 91st Bank just closed this last Friday so far this year, and we've got about, 4 months to go. I think we're going to lose a lot, 3.5 months to go. We're going to lose a lot more banks this year, at least according to Meredith Whitney. What do you think about her predictions that she has actually reproduced recently in her site about, you know, between 200 and 300 banks going down this year? I don't see how that could possibly happen.
Well, I do. I've talked to bankers, and they tell me the same thing. And they're afraid to even talk about it because of the Fed and because of the rules that they have. But 200 to 300 is doable. We'll look to the conservative side, 200. But, you know, as the years go on here over the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to be unbelievable. People just are not going to believe it. And the stronger banks are going to take them over, and the money center banks, or the legacy banks as they're known in New York, them and Bank of America and Wells Fargo, there's about 19 of them, and they're all going to survive because they're all part of the elitist system.
In fact, they refer to them as, those banks are too large to fail. I think it was Elizabeth Warren, who's head of the Congressional Oversight Committee, who said these banks are too large to sustain. They're too large to sustain. They should be simply taken over, nationalized, and sold off so they become smaller banks, because there's no way, if they start to go under, that the American taxpayer can come up with another $185 billion, as we've done with AIG and Sydney. This will simply destroy our economy. We've already come up with something like $12.5 billion. I don't know where it's come from. It certainly isn't in the national debt. They've sort of created it out of nothing, and they don't even put it in the national debt. But this money is being spent all over the world to try to preserve this system, and the system is still on the verge of collapse. Well, again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I just have a feeling that we're on the verge of something major happening in the next month or so. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, that is definite. I saw Jimmy Rogers come out today and said we're going to have a currency crisis in October. Well, I mean, where have you been, Jimmy? I mean, we predicted at the beginning of the year and reaffirmed it at the beginning of May, even gave the numbers, 89.5 in the USDX was the top. We said, look, this is it. Get out of your dollar positions. If you're in the foreign exchange market, go short the dollar. Today, it closed at 76.67. Now, if you were short the dollar, and most of these guys go 90% margin, I mean, you've made an absolute fortune on that call. And we're going to 71.18. And we are going to have a crisis. As a matter of fact, throughout the world, people are starting and have been, probably for the last 3 or 4 months, not wanting to take the U.S. dollar. They want euros or some other currency. And money changers won't take them. And when we get down to 71.18...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. Bob, pick up the story.
We get back down to 71.18, which was the former low.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620 or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
Throughout the world, they're not accepting dollars now. Just the common people are not accepting them because they know what's coming down the line. And Herman said, well, then shouldn't we start producing here in the United States? And Bob's remark is, no, we can't produce here in the United States unless, of course, we can get tariffs and protect our producers, because our workmen, you know, at $30 an hour cannot compete with the Chinese who work for $2 a day. It'll always be cheaper to import from China or Malaysia or Thailand or Mexico than to produce goods here unless we have tariffs. We're out of time. Anything else you want to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Yeah, just real quick, I got a call from a gold broker, and he said cash in all your non-MS64 coins and trade them into him, and then he will give you just MS64. Then after the first of the year, Wall Street is going to start trading in these high-grade coins. And I'll take your answer off the air.
What about that, Bob?
Well, I haven't heard anything to that effect. In bull markets in gold, numismatic coins will outperform all others. And when you sell numismatic coins, there's no tax liability. The only thing that performs better and substantially better are shares, and there's more risk that goes with that. It doesn't cost any more for a mine, more or less, to produce gold at $1,000 an ounce than it does at $2,000. So all of the difference between $1,000 and $2,000 is profit. And so the shares are the most lucrative, followed by the graded numismatic coins. And I haven't heard anything about Wall Street making some kind of a market or numismatic coins. I don't know anything about it, and so I would question it until I saw something official.
Amen to that. And believe me, when somebody wants you to make a trade with them, you know, because they're going to make you rich, why, you want to run the other way. Especially if they start talking about Christianity at the same time. I have a rule. If somebody
Absolutely.
Talks about business and Christianity together, do not listen to them. There are an awful lot of people out there who listen to Pat Kiley, and $200 million has disappeared from the Christians, the gullible people who believe in our Lord. And it's such a tragedy. Well, Pat's going to have to answer to the Lord for that. Under any circumstances, Bob Chapman's been our guest. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, and looking forward to the International Forecaster both Wednesday and Friday. Thanks so much,
yes.
Bob. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, our guest has been Bob Chapman. We do hope you've enjoyed the program. And, of course, this is the time I need to mention Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Don't forget our all-day conference. It's got to be on the 25th of October. It's all-day Sunday. Going to be serving lunch. You're going to have a reservation. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Give us a call at 1-888 of 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't gotten our four CD set on Sydney on the swine flu vaccine, you want to get that. We have a new four CD set on the Shack, the book that is the heretical book that sold 5 million copies to Christians across America. And then, of course, we also have a four-CD set called The Financial Armageddon Update. It's recent interviews we've done on the subject. That's Financial Armageddon Update. My talk on the Financial Armageddon, I think, is as good as you're going to get to explain how they created the problem, who created the problem, and why they created the problem, and who Barack Obama really is. Again, that's the Financial Armageddon DVD, and then, of course, we suggest to get the syllabus that goes with that. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Eliyahu, and we're going to be talking about what's going on as far as biblical prophecies are concerned, about one of the most intriguing books of the Bible, the Revelation. And David has a great deal of knowledge. He studied this. Good evening. Thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Good evening, Dr. Stan. It's great being on your program.
Why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to be suddenly interested in the Revelation?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I have a Hebrew name, so it's kind of difficult for folks. And my name is Eliyahu ben David, and I'm a Messianic Jew, which means I'm a Jew who believes in Jesus as the Messiah, and I use the Hebrew name, which is Yeshua. And I was actually called into the ministry nearly 30 years ago, and Messiah has led me through these 30 years and taught me a great deal from his word. And he's the one that really led me into my studies in the book of Revelation. I have been studying it for a long time, but something unusual happened in 2008. In Passover time of 2008, it seemed like I just was enlightened to a great deal in the book of Revelation. And I have a little radio program myself, and I started reporting the things that I was learning about Revelation on my radio program. And many people were kind of amazed because the things I was saying were coming true. And what I really have found in the book of Revelation is that it tracks very, very closely with the things, Dr. Stan, that you have been saying on your program about a satanic conspiracy to create a one-world government. In fact, this is a principal theme of the book of Revelation. And what I have come to see in the book of Revelation is that the book of Revelation explains in biblical pictorial language from the prophets thousands of years ago the very events that we're watching that are taking place in the world today. And it's stunning to actually see how the events correlate together.
It really is, and you look at so many of the things that are going on, and they just don't make sense. The fact our CIA brought, of course, the Ayatollahs to power back in 79, but we can't let anybody know that. We've covered for them, we've helped them, and they were involved in all sorts of terrorist acts in the early 80s against American forces, and we certainly did not expose that, and of course we've actually helped to transfer nuclear weapons and technology, or nuclear technology, to the Pakistanis who've shared it with Iran, and everything points to the fact there's going to be some sort of a confrontation. None of this makes any logical sense unless some other force is out there. And if you don't understand the spiritual, it certainly gets confusing, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does, because the very things that we see the government doing, including the government here in the United States, seem to be exactly counterproductive to the things that they should do to deal with what are the perceived problems. And this should be an indication to anybody watching these things that there's something more involved than what we're being told on the surface in the mass media.
Oh, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, you go right ahead with it, because I certainly agree with you. We can't understand what's going on unless we look at it through the prism of biblical prophecy. So pick up the story.
Okay, well, here's what I'm seeing. I wrote a book which came out this spring, and the book is called The Messianic Revelation Series, Announcing Judgment Day. And what I saw, which I'm reporting in this book, which is actually going to be a series of books, is that essentially Judgment Day has begun. In the sense that of the biblical sense of Judgment Day, which is the whole process of judgment from beginning to end, not just the sentence and punishment at the end. And what has happened at this point where we're at is pictured in the book of Revelation by the four horsemen being released into the world. And some people may be familiar with that picture. It's from Revelation chapter 6. And there in that picture, Messiah opens up this scroll that he's taken out of the right hand of the Father, and he allows these four horsemen to go forth onto the four winds of the earth. And as you read about these horsemen, they become very interesting. We have a horseman riding a white horse, and of course white is associated with righteousness. So then we would expect the other horses to be associated with righteousness. But instead, you have a red horse, which is associated with war. You have a black horse, which is presented in a way that is associated with global economic crisis. And then you have this gray horse with this power of death, and hell is actually following him, who has the power to destroy 25% of the world's population. And people have read this in the past. They have thought that this must be talking about things that are totally symbolic and not real. And yet now here we are in the world where we're facing the prospect of all the things these horsemen represent. You know, we're on the verge of war like the world has never seen before. We have global economic crisis right now. In fact, when I first started talking about this on my radio program in the spring of 2008, This was not manifested yet. Most people didn't see this global economic crisis coming. And I was talking about it on my radio program, and I told them at that time, my listeners at that time, that this was coming.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a minute. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Eliyahu Ben David, and he has his own ministry, a Christian ministry. He's a Messianic Jew, and he's been telling people, you know, we were heading into very difficult times for some while, and these things have come to pass. And of course, he talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse described in the sixth chapter of the Revelation. It's not the book of Revelation, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ is the official title of the book, a revelation given to John the Apostle when he was imprisoned or actually banished to the, or exiled to the island of Patmos. And basically, of course, the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the rider of the pale horse, foretells a terrible time coming when a quarter of the population of the world will be destroyed by war, and by famine, and by disease, and by the beasts of the world. So you pick up the story there, Eliyahu.
Yeah, what we really are seeing here with these horsemen are actually Yahweh, God, allowing these globalists to push forward their agenda. Because what happens in the book of Revelation is it moves from these four horsemen being released to the one world government with the person who's called the Antichrist ruling over the whole world. And so the horsemen being released eventually result in that one world government. So the power that is behind this red horse, this black horse, this pale horse, the masterminds behind it are actually that secret group, if you will, who are pushing forward this satanic agenda of the one world government. And these things that they're doing that are represented by these horses, these terrible evil things, these wars, these famines, the economic crisis, all of it is actually engineered by them to bring on this one-world government. This is their purpose. It's been their purpose for a long time, but now finally the doors are being thrown open for them to push that forward, and they will eventually bring that all the way home. And this is definitely foretold in the book of Revelation that it's going to happen. And it's so interesting because even the means are foretold. For instance, this black horse, the rider of the black horse is carrying these scales, which actually scales have always been connected with economics in Bible symbology because they're used for payment. So they show a merchant, and then he cries out about the economy and the price of food and so forth. And here, just this last fall, we had this incredible global crash, something unprecedented in history, a global economic crisis that has hit us, and we're in the midst of it now. They keep trying to placate us, telling us it's going to get better, but if anybody looks at the foundations of this crisis, without a doubt, it's going to lead to the destruction of the dollar. And then eventually from there, it's going to put us in a situation where we will have to go to a global solution, which will move us so much closer to that one world government that they want to establish. And of course, with this economic instability, this red horse, the war that goes forth into the world, is not very hard to wonder about, because this is what happens when you have economic instability. Wars soon follow. So this is a tremendous opportunity for them then to institute wars against those governments that won't play ball, that won't go along with the New World Order, to overturn them and to push their global agenda further regarding those governments. And then as far as the pale horse, something interesting about that, that of course, I do my study of the book of Revelation from a Hebraic perspective. And what I have seen in comparing this pale horse with other Jewish literature and Old Testament prophecy and so on, is that this pale horse is sent to a quarter of the earth's population, which just happens to be the same number as the Islamic population of the world. And what this pale horse is principally directed against is the Islamic nations in the world. And this goes together very closely with Psalm 83, with other prophecies in Scripture, which foretell a tremendous destruction that is going to come upon the Islamic nations in the last days. And I believe this is really shown for us in this pale horse. And I think this is something that we will see happen in the days ahead. I can't tell you exactly when it's going to happen, but I really believe that we will see a nuclear war in the Middle East, and there will be incredible destruction of the Islamic nations, and they probably are among the nations that are the most resistant to this New World Order, and through this war, they will be softened up and removed as an obstacle to the New World Order. And, of course, a lot of this in the scriptural context is in relation to God's plans for Israel. And, of course, these nations hate Israel, and the scriptures show that they will actually have a plot against Israel. And the means of their destruction, what is going to bring this on them, is that their plot against Israel is going to fall back upon their own head in a terrible, terrible destruction. So these are some of the things that we see in the book of Revelation that relate very, very closely to the events that we can see in the works right now, if we're just aware of what's going on around us, of what we see in the newspapers.
Well, of course, one of the questions people always has is, what about the United States in prophecy? Is the United States mentioned in prophecy? What do you foretell happening here?
Well, I think that's really interesting. You should ask that, Dr. Stan. I know some people say that the United States is, for instance, Babylon the Great. There are different theories about the United States, but so far as I can see in the book of Revelation, when we get to these final events that happen during this final seven-year period that's called the tribulation period, the United States is not there. And I think even that fact fits in with the agenda of the one-world government. Because a United States, based on the principles of freedom that is an inalienable right that comes from our Creator, is totally contrary to the beliefs and the agenda of the one-world government. And so really, the United States is going to have to be made to lose its power, lose its status in the world. It's going to have to be pushed aside, set aside, in order for the one world agenda to be completed. And I think we see this in the works right now.
I fear that you're absolutely right. I think that God does bring his judgments on nations that have turned against him, and America has turned against him. We do not have the leadership out there in the Christian community that's speaking out on these issues, or speaking out on them sincerely and exposing the dark spiritual forces that are energizing not only our own government, but of course this orchestrating this whole scenario that's unfolding in the Near East. What are your thoughts about Israel? What's going to happen to Israel? Because, you know, if all the countries of the Muslim world come against Israel, and of course now we're not talking simply about, you know, men on horseback and the traditional battles that we've had in years past, even mass armies, we're talking about massive numbers of missiles. We're talking about 45,000 of missiles that have been amassed in Lebanon that Hezbollah has access to, and certainly probably an equal number in Syria that would be aimed at Israel if there's a war. I don't know about the missiles in southern Hamas. They don't seem to be getting the sophisticated missiles, but there is no way without God's intervention that Israel could possibly survive. It would take a miracle for Israel to survive what I fear lies very closely ahead.
Well, I think what you say is exactly the truth, and I believe that's exactly what is going to happen. Because what we see in the book of Revelation is that Israel is still surviving right up to the very end, right up until the return of Messiah. And I explained about this destruction that's going to fall upon Islam, and I believe that I think you're going to have a situation that is somewhat equivalent to the Six-Day War. In other words, all of Israel's enemies on every side had built up their arms, were preparing to attack. And yet, in 6 days, Israel overcame all of her enemies, plus regained Jerusalem and her land. And I believe there will be a miracle very similar to that kind of miracle that is going to happen. And instead of Israel being overcome the way her enemies think that she will, Israel will become one of the greatest nations in the world. Before the end of this age is over.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Eliyahu Ben David right here at Radio Liberty. Fascinating discussion, because I think that we're seeing prophecy unfold today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And, I mean, for a year there's some people who believe that the war of Gog and Magog, which are mentioned in that biblical two chapters, is the war of Armageddon, but obviously Yahu doesn't believe that, nor do I. This is a completely separate war. And it leads up, of course, to these cataclysmic times that are coming. And as we see things unfold today, they really don't make any sense unless they are foreshadowing that war of Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now, I've been watching this for 47 years, but everything is beginning to fit into place. So you pick up the story there.
Yeah, one thing about this war with Gog and Magog, the way it's going to end is with an earthquake of worldwide proportions. What it says there in Ezekiel is every wall will fall. And this is really quite amazing, this destruction. And then it talks about fire coming out of heaven and so on. This goes along with biblical prophecies that talk about signs in the sky that will occur right at the beginning of this tribulation period. And the purpose of all this is stated in Ezekiel, that the world will know that Yahweh is the true God. That is the purpose, and it makes so much sense to me that this would happen right at the beginning of this period, that Yahweh would make himself known to the world before this Antichrist figure is brought onto the world stage, and with all of his deceptions and so forth of the world. This gives every person a choice. They can either follow after this Antichrist and his one-world government, or they can choose to belong to the one true God who has shown himself to the whole world. And I know which side I want to be on. And I think, Dr. Stan, I just want to say your work is so important in this, because you are pointing people to the truth about this. You're letting them know that this satanic conspiracy exists. You're helping to wake people up to this truth. You're showing them what the real power is behind this, and that it's something sinister and not something righteous. And so you're giving people a leg up. You're giving them a chance to make the right choice when all of these events happen. And so this is just so important what you're doing. And anybody that hears your message and hears about what's really going on in our world today would do very well to open up their scriptures, open up the book of Revelation, to get on their knees and turn to God in heaven and say, Father, show me the truth and show me what you would have me do in these days. These are decisive times, and all of this truth taken together, the facts of what's going on in the world together with the scriptures can help us to be prepared for these days that are soon to come?
Well, time on earth will soon be past. It's only what's done for Christ will last, and that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, and hope that some people will understand how this all fits together, and rather than simply giving sermons. And because I'm not a minister, I'm not well schooled in the scriptures. I know the basic background, but I can point people to ministers who are well schooled, and we carry a number of DVDs and other items which will help people to better see what is taking place through the lens, through the prism of biblical prophecy. What sort of response are you getting to your radio programs?
Well, this summer, according to Alexa, my web visits have increased by 300%.
Well, I think people are looking for answers, don't you think?
I think they really are. I think these times are waking a lot of people up and causing them to look for answers. And we have a lot of original material at our website. And the reason I say that is not because I think there's some special value in being novel, but I'm saying it because, let's face the fact, most of the Christian church is sold out to the system. And so even there, this has been undermined by the other side. And it's very hard to get good spiritual information that is not in some way tainted by the very people that we're talking about here.
Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to call when we get back from the break, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Eliyahu Ben David, Eliyahu Ben David, and give us a call if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this, of course, is Dr. Stan, and that was Kate Smith's rendition of God Bless America, which is certainly one of my favorites. And, of course, at one time, I do believe that God did bless America, but well, if we look and see what's going on today, I think it's certainly a frantic request, but a failed hope that God is going to intervene on our side. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this evening is Elihu Ben-David. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to give us a call, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have John calling from Rome, New York. We'll be with him in just a moment. But, Elihu, why don't you go ahead, Yahoo? Elihu, why don't you go ahead and get out your website and tell people how to get in touch with your ministry?
Well, thank you very much. You can find us on the Internet at Zion. We spell that the Hebrew way. That's TSIYON.org. That's TSIYON.org. And we also have a toll-free number for those who don't use the Internet or who prefer to call, and that's 888-230-2440. And we invite anybody to contact us that would like more information. We have a whole series of audio presentations on the Book of Revelation. We have 30 hours, in fact, of information. I also have a book that just came out this last spring. It's called Announcing Judgment Day by Elihu Ben-David. You can get it at Amazon.com or a number of bookstores. We're here to serve you. And if folks have some fears because of the things that are happening today, I think you'd be very encouraged by our information, because we are not in the business of fear-mongering. We are very excited about the things that we're seeing, because these things mean that better times are coming. These things mean that our Messiah is going to return, and that he's going to put all things right. And we believe that we're on the winning side, not the losing side, so we have every reason to be excited about the future.
In fact, for the people who do not understand what's going on scripturally, there really is no hope. If you do understand what's going on scripturally, we have not only the hope, but the promise of what lies ahead. And whatever happens, God will be with us even into the end of the age. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got John calling from Rome, New York. Is that upstate New York, John?
Yes, it is. It's upstate New York.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I'm going to get to asking him a question. But remember when you were talking about all the banks and stuff earlier?
Right.
Okay, do you know that the Vatican owns most of the big banks?
Well, I'm not acquainted with that. I sort of doubt that the Vatican does own most of the big banks. I think most of them are tied to the Rockefeller interests. I know the Vatican has very strong relationships to one or two of the major banks over there in Rome that have been riddled with controversy. But I'll go right ahead.
Yes. Okay. All in Revelations, when I got saved in 1984, I grew up Catholic. I'm a Christian now, but when I got saved in September of 84, I grew up Roman Catholic, not knowing Scripture, because they really don't teach it in their church.
Mm-hmm.
So I started attending a lot of Christian churches. So when I got saved, I read a lot of the Jack D. Chick publication tracts, the Crusaders magazines and all that, and other literature, and as time went on, I started learning more stuff. So I thank God for you, Dr. Sandy, as you talk about the Brotherhood of Darkness, and the secret societies and stuff like that. There was, in the G8 meeting, the Pope called for political authority. Did you know that the Pope was a Nazi Hitler youth?
Yes, I know that. And certainly, there are many problems with the Catholic Church. There are certainly dark spiritual forces working within the Vatican, but then there are dark spiritual forces working within the Protestant religion. So I don't want to spend our time picking on the Catholics any more than I want to spend our time picking on the Protestants.
Really.
But do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, in Revelations, it talks about Magog and Gog and all that, all different things are going to happen. You were saying something about the United States not being in it. I pretty much believe that, that they're probably pretty much going to be out of the way. And that comes down probably, one world government will probably almost be established or will be established during that time, I believe, I guess.
Well, I really believe that's true from what I see. And basically, we have entered a time of incredible turmoil in the world, and things are going to be totally reordered between now and the time that the tribulation period begins, and the whole world situation is going to change tremendously. And there's already been a great effort to propaganda in the world to change the thinking of people to be ready for this new world order, this one world government. And one big reason for all these problems that they're wanting to create, and certainly if you think about it, if the United States of America was to sink, the effect on the world would be amazing, because so many people in the world today still look to the United States as the shining light and the example. And so the world would actually be shocked by that happening, and there'd be great despair among people, and they would be looking for an answer. And certainly the answer that they would come forward with is the one world government. There's no question that that's the truth. And after all the wars, after the financial crisis, the famines, all the things that they have planned for us over the coming months and years, people will be ready for an answer, unfortunately. And the scriptures tell us the vast majority of the world's population are going to fall for this deception. And they are going to accept that answer, that one world government that is actually opposed to Yahweh, opposed to freedom, opposed to everything that's good, really. Even though they're presenting themselves and will be presenting themselves as being something good for the world.
I was really very disturbed, John, when I saw recently that the current Pope called for this new international order, and I think that that would go along with the things that you're saying. I think what we need is Catholics to start reading the Holy Scriptures, because that has to be the center of their faith, not simply the dictates of the priest or people within the hierarchy of the Church. And I think that this, what we really need is for everybody out there, Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish, to start reading the Scriptures. Well, of course, the Jews read the Scriptures. But a lot of the Jews don't even read the Scriptures at all. They don't even read the Old Testament. They just sort of go to synagogue because that's what they've always done. But if people would start to read the Scriptures, why, the message is there. Anything else, John, before we let you go?
Yeah, they got a form of religion. Basically, you know, they, instead of having a relationship, they got religion, they got tradition,
right.
You know, stuff like that. They really don't have a relationship with God and Jesus, you know?
That's what it's all about, is that personal relationship where you can call upon God for help and advice in the trying times, and we're all going to need that in the difficult times that lie ahead. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Dad. Thank God for you.
Thank you so much. So let's go to Mary, who's calling from Buffalo, New York. And Sydney, we have a station there in the afternoon. Mary, Sydney, are you listening to us on shortwave internet? Or how are you hearing us?
No, actually, I'm on the internet, and I happen to know that Eliyahu is going to be on, so I tried recording. I hope I've got a good CD.
Well, I hope you do, too. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my question is, I keep getting this from my kids and people, how do you really know that we're at the end times? Because they've been hearing it for years that, you know, he could come at any time. I mean, I remember hearing that in 1988, so.
All right, I think that's an excellent question.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly the people have been talking about the end times. Well, I mean, there were people in the 1800s, you know, who said, go up in the mountain. Jesus is going to arrive next Thursday and sell all your everything you have and give it to me, you know. But I can tell you, or turn all your property over to me, you know, because Jesus is coming. Well,
yeah.
He didn't come. So how do we know, Eliyahu, that this is the times that are prophesied?
Well, we I want to just thank Mary for that question, too. I think it's a great question. Here's how we know. The scriptures tell us that many of the major end-time events revolve around Israel being back in the land. Now, this has not been true for 1,900 years. And we know Israel finally became a nation in 1948, doing something that no other people ever did in history. No other people were ever removed from their land for hundreds of years and then came back and reestablished their land. This itself is a tremendous sign, and particularly the retaking of Jerusalem in 1967, which is the capital of Israel, the biblical capital of Israel, and taking that back out of the hands of the Gentiles is really the starting point of the final generation. Now, the reason I'm saying this is Messiah himself said this in Luke chapter 21. Anyone who's interested in this can look there. They will find that Messiah said that Jerusalem would be trampled on by the nations until the times of the Gentiles were fulfilled. And, of course, this statement means that Jerusalem would not be any more trampled on by the nations after the Gentile times are over. That means Israel would once again be under the control of the Jews. And this is an amazing prophecy of Messiah that we have seen actually come true in the times in which we're living. That means that the generation that saw that act of Jerusalem being liberated by the Jews would not pass away until Messiah returns. So this is the period of roughly one lifetime. Within the period of one lifetime, all these things have to happen. And this all revolves around Jerusalem. And this is unmistakable. So it is true that in the past there have been different movements that have said, well, this is the end, this is the end. But this one factor has not been in place, and now it is. Now, also, the prophecies talk about things that could only happen during the modern era. This is another thing. A lot of the prophecies talk about things that could only be interpreted as atomic war, for example. And the scriptures talk about a one-world government, which essentially is not possible without modern communication, modern travel, and so on. So all of these things, as well as the way in which the prophecies just so perfectly go along with what is actually happening in the world, all of this together pinpoints this time as that final generation.
And I would point out, Mary, that I mean, one of the prophecies was that that Hebrew would become the language of Israel. Well, Hebrew would pretty well disappear, you know, and suddenly it's come back again. Certainly the currency of this new Israeli state would be the shekel. If you've not yet seen the DVD series we have from Pastor Billy Crone, the final countdown is 10 DVDs, sermons, but a lot of video clips, a lot of great scripture. It is one of the finest things. We actually carry his book, Final Countdown, has all the information there if you want to record it and then to study it. And then, of course, we're told that the time will come when, of course, you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast and be known by the number of his name. There's never been a time in history where we could have had a cashless society until right now. I really believe we are seeing the unfolding of Scripture, and if you watch this DVD series, The Final Countdown, or get the book, there will be no question in your mind that we are living in prophetic times. Anything else, Mary?
No, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, and let's go to Joe, who's calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe, how are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I'd like to have my own little input on this discussion. And, excuse me, I'd just like to mention a few things from Scripture that we will know we're very close to the end. And I once mentioned a date with you, and you said that would be a foolish task because too many predictions have been made in the past. However, there is such a thing as progressive revelation. As well as the book of Daniel, God told Daniel to seal up the book until the time of the end. We are in an explosion of knowledge throughout this world. And so are scriptures being opened up because God is allowing us to know what is going on. And if you look in the 24th chapter of Matthew, the disciples wanted to know when the end would come. Now, I'm not going to get into astrology because you think that's satanic, but the real meaning of astrology is not what it is purported to mean today. However, Jesus did say that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. That end is going to be the end of this world, and there'll be a whole new world coming. Now, another thing I'd like to mention, in the book of Thessalonians, the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, you'll notice there that Paul is saying to his congregation, "For you know perfectly, brethren, that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief, because we're children of the light, not of the light and not of the darkness." So we would know something about the end. And I believe we are that close. And as far as these scenarios that, I forgot the gentleman's name.
Eliyahu.
As far as he's concerned, he believes that there's going to be this terrible destruction, and maybe so. However, when they think they're going to have it all wrapped up and everything is going to be all right, that's when the end will finally come.
I think you're probably
right. That's what I have to say.
God bless. Thanks for calling, Joe.
God bless you guys, too.
Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Do you have any comment at all on what Joe is saying?
I really agree pretty much with what Joe has to say.
I did, too, for that matter. That's why we would let him have his say. I really believe he feels very deeply, and I think that we will know and we will sense what's going on. I think what you're putting out is vitally important.
Thank you for that, and I do encourage people to read my book because it's different than other books in Revelation in that it is from a Hebraic standpoint. It's not just the same old thing people have always heard, and it's always good to get a fresh look at things.
And one more time, the telephone number for the book?
The telephone number is 888-230-2440.
One more time. You always give the telephone number twice on my program.
I'm learning from an expert. Yes.
Okay.
888-230-2440.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Bars, Sydney, your dehydrated food and your water supplies, and Sydney, the medical supplies that you need, and the financial supplies that you need. But the most important thing is your personal relationship with our Lord. And I mean, if you were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? Why would God admit you into the heavens? In fact, I heard James B. Kennedy of Coral Ridge Baptist Church ask that question to a series of politicians. We were interviewing the presidential candidates back in 1999, and including actually, George Bush wasn't there at that time, but the first of the two sets of interviews we did. And everybody asked political questions about, the politics, politicians' attitude towards certain events. But James P. Kennedy asked the question, if you were to die tomorrow, are you sure you'd spend eternity in heaven, and why? Well, you need to know the answer to that question, and it's because, of course, Christ died for our sins, and that's why we need a relationship with him. The last thing we want to do is stand before the great white throne of judgment, because that is the judgment of the damned. And, of course, the most frightening words you will ever hear are, I never knew you. I never knew you. Well, let me suggest, if you have not yet seen the 10 DVD series, The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, we think it's excellent. We carry that, and Pastor Billy Crone ends each one of his sermons with an invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord. We carry his 10 DVD series on creation, a 4 DVD series on RFID, and if you'd like more information, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We are going to have an all-day conference on the 25th of October here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. If you can make it, we're going to have a great lineup, as we do every year, but I'm hoping this will be the best program we've ever put on. And you're going to have reservations, because, of course, we're going to be serving lunch. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, people need to understand, certainly, so much of what's going on today. We have a great 4-CD set on the shack. On the shack, it goes into the background of this book that has swept America. Certainly, we have a 4-CD set on the church growth movement. We have the 4-CD or tape set on the supernatural, and you need to understand there's a supernatural element to everything going on today. We have a 4-tape set on satanic crimes and a book on satanic crimes. There really are satanic movements in the world today, If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to study it. You need to hear the talk. But you need to understand that this is not imaginary. How could you possibly sustain these so-called conspiracies from generation to generation? Why they are sustained? Because there's a spiritual force behind them, and nobody is telling you that. And once you understand that, so much of what's going on begins to make sense. If you haven't heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or read the book, my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that, my talk on financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that, why you need to get that, and you certainly watch the DVDs, and if you want to get the syllabus, you get it at a decreased price. But it's important you understand the spiritual element behind everything going on today. For we are truly fighting a spiritual war on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, financial battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of this battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Yes, we are back. Missed you all over the weekend. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you did something special for yourself. Today is the 14th of September, 2009. 14th of September. Whoa. Get that wood ready, right? It's going to be cold, I have a feeling, this winter. Anyway, thank you for joining us. This is Joyce and...
Josh.
Yeah, very good. They've asked, they said, why doesn't Josh say his name? Well, he hasn't been allowed to yet.
Yes,
no.
That's it.
No. Anyway, welcome back to the Power Hour. We had a wonderful weekend. Hope you did, too. We're going to talk about lots of news today. I mean, lots of news today. So I'm going to have to go through it kind of quickly. I hope that you will go to the website, the Power Hour News section. Look at Power News there, because I'm going to have to Power News this today to get through all of this. What percentage of troops in Iraq do you think believe that we should be home within a year? Think about that. We'll talk about that after the break. Also, there is a shot heard round the world, and that was Joe Wilson, Congressman Joe Wilson, last week. Well, the guy is now standing and standing again. Thank you, Joe Wilson, for doing that. And he's been asked to apologize to the House, and we'll talk about what he had to say. I found something better than coconut oil for your skin and hair. Shocker, isn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you about that, too. And have you noticed how they say, don't go to work if you're sick, don't go to work if you're sick, it'll only spread the flu? I cannot tell you how many anchors on TV have had this low voice and they're having trouble talking. But if you're an anchor, it's okay. You can go to television. The 2 million people march on Washington this past weekend. I got some real issues with this 2 million people march in D.C. I want to thank every single one that went, but I want to ask a question about it. Acorn, have you heard about what happened with Acorn? That's that group in Washington that helps people to get loans. Seems that they had a young lady that went in, taped them, got some statements from them they wish had never been given. They fired 4 people now, but... they're now suing Fox, and the young students that did this based on the fact that they didn't have permission, consent from both parties to film it. There's a new warning from Osama. It's not been authenticated, by the way, and probably never will. Have you noticed that none of those have ever been authenticated? Have you noticed that? They always say, we're awaiting authentication. Hey, how many years has it been since some of those have been waiting to be authenticated? Swine flu shots are starting now. They've given the date of it. Banks gone bust. Yeah, more banks over the weekend. We'll talk to Bob Chapman about that. And then we're going to be talking in the third hour with Dr. Graves about jurisdictionary, how to go into the system and do what you